In what's believed to be a first, London's Imperial College Business School is using holographic technology to present lectures to students. From California, Marilee Nyker, Google's product manager, was beamed onto a stage like magic.
Can you see me?
The head of Imperial's EdTech Lab says this presents a window to the world.
Through holograms, we can bring in lecturers from across the globe, and they can appear in front of our students in a realistic manner. That's the key.
The developer of the technique explains how it works.
We're presenting a 2D image as a 3D image, and the iris is flat. So we see everything in 2D, our brain changes it to 3D. So we're doing exactly the same trick. We're presenting a 2D image, but with depth of field and a really good vision, our brain just changes it to 3D.
Underlying how clothes were made.
Attendees say there are many ways this tool can help educators and students.
With time differences, for example, Asian students, it's not so easy to catch up a lecture in the US, for example. The second thing we could do with that is have CEOs come into the classroom and engage with students. And the third way probably is maybe have Albert Einstein coming into the classroom.
There might be a long wait for that. Meanwhile, master's student Josephine Collin says she prefers the interaction a hologram lecture offers compared to those presented online.
I wouldn't mind it, and I think it's really interesting if we can have access to different lectures and different like guest speakers. Thanks to that technology, that's something I would definitely enjoy.
Thank you all. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Developers say the cost of holographic technology has dropped considerably since the days it was used mostly in big-budget music shows, making it possible for educational institutions to afford it. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
Everyone in my life when I was studying encouraged me to be ambitious.